KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
That's pretty money. We're not really on time, but we are going to do as a coastal currents. As you may know, it is a regular feature wherein Beth Werner and I, brand new co-host, ever since we ripped up Pete's security clearance, Pete Nichols, dead to us. Now it's Beth Werner. And coastal currents is where we talk about things that are happening around the bay, the watershed, the ocean, the beach. Restoration to recreation. And it's brought to you by Cocotad. It's also brought to you by Bayside Garden Supply. Let's get Beth on the line. Beth, what's cracking?
Not much. Security card, eh? When do I get mine in the mail?
Well, that's just... I was weaving a tale of fiction. We don't really have security badges here. We really don't.
Let down.
I know. Downer, right?
I'm kidding.
Well, Beth...
Oh, Mike.
So this popped up on the Surfrider blog, and it was forwarded to us by friend of Coastal Currents, Jennifer Savage of Humboldt Surfrider. Can you set this story up for us? It has to do with theft, rock, and surfing, sort of.
Yeah, well, certainly. So the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust, which was formerly the Humboldt North Coast Land Trust, received about $2,000 from Surfrider and well over $10,000 in labor from the California Conservation Corps to rebuild the main trail where the county road runoff blew out at Huda Point, also known as Camel Rock, to rebuild the cable steps at the South Beach, and dismantle the rock wall overlook. They started working on this about last December and got all the rock that they needed to repair the wall and put a stockpile of rock about 5 feet back from the edge of the bluff, just to wait till the weather got better so they could start working, and waiting till the weather got better, which is now, and the rock is gone.
So, for people who are maybe only vaguely familiar with that area, it's like if you're driving, say, north on 101, and you take that that Moonstone exit there, and you go right up to like Luffenholtz Beach, Huda Point has this gorgeous like rock patio that overlooks the rock. You can see down to Moonstone and Clam. You can see north up to Luffenholtz, and I think you can see Trinidad Head from there. And people are always hanging out there, proposing to each other, having barbecues, like. But it fell into disarray, and that is the thing that we're talking about, right?
Exactly. It has fallen into disarray, and so people have volunteered their time to fix it, because that is such a beautiful place on our coast, and in the process, I've done all the collection, and they had over a ton of rock sitting there that they wanted to start cleaning up the area with, and the rock is missing now, and they're wondering, you know, A, what happened to it, and they're actually being really wonderful and saying maybe someone thought it was an abandoned pile and took it to do a project, and then someone out there could return it, or if anyone knows why it's gone, so that they can keep working on the project and get it done in the timely fashion that they were looking at originally.
Yeah, it does seem that they have a pretty positive attitude about it. I mean, if you see a pile of rock sitting around for months and months and months, you might not think that it was a construction crew waiting for the weather window, but that's what it was. And rock is like $20.
Exactly. And that's one thing. I was speaking with Don Allen from RCAA, and he was telling me that, you know, there once was a sign near the rock, and there was construction signage, and then over time it just got torn down and taken down. So it certainly could have been a mistake. And if anyone has any information, because as you were saying, Mike, that area is so beautiful, and we want to keep it up, keep it beautiful, and make it accessible to people to get out there and get on the coast.
Yeah, they want to move that sort of patio thing back a little bit, but they're also going to do work on the sort of ladder/staircase thing that goes down to the South Beach, right?
Exactly. They're making it more accessible for people to get down that kind of the cable steps to the South Beach.
That is a terrifying staircase. Like, if you are not, you know, acrobatic, like, you don't want to go down that right now. It's kind of lopsided, and it's super slippery, and it moves around. But when they get that thing fixed, it'll be much more accessible. So the takeaway here, Beth, could we agree that if somebody saw this rock being moved, and there's a...
Exactly. And it's so much rock. I mean, a ton of rock from where it was located back up to the scenic drive. I mean, that's a big task. So we're assuming someone knows something.
And they are assuming that it was an honest mistake. They are not assuming somebody couldn't pony up $20.
Exactly. And the people power it will take to get it back down to where it was before is pretty intense. So let's assume we don't get the rock back. We're now asking, and they're asking rather, and I'm relaying the message, to have more people come out and help out to move the rock back down and get the project started within this kind of window sun period that we're having right now.
Yeah. So, again, people can contact...
Don Allen, and his email is Don, D-O-N, at nrsrcaa.org. And this is kind of a caveat to the same issue. There was a vandalized interpretive sign, and people just know that how important signs are and to let visitors know what they're looking at, and just be mindful that a lot of time and money goes into making those signs, too.
Can you hit that email address one more time, Beth?
Sure. Don, D-O-N, at nrsrcaa.org.
And that's NRS. And that land, Huda Point, Camel Rock, Luffenholz, that's all owned by the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust, right?
You got it.
All right, people can...
Indeed, and this, all the people that are working are volunteers, and this isn't time maybe to recruit new volunteers to come out and help. There's so much work that needs to get done, and we really just want to take care of our local coastal access.
Definitely. And that's one of the more critical points to get down to one of the most beautiful places you can get to in Humboldt.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, you're right. People get married there. They, you know, spend the afternoons out in the sun. It's just a really great spot.
It's like not a sunny day goes by where people aren't out there watching the sunset from that very spot. So we'd like to see it repaired. We'd like that rock returned. And again, the people are operating from the high road here. They're not going to be like, why'd you steal our stuff? We're calling the cops. They just want the rocks back. Just bring the rocks back.
Yeah, definitely no questions asked. It's not, there's no one's going to slap you on the wrist. Just, or give the rocks back and help out, bring them back down the road.
Exactly. A simple, my bad, will resolve this situation.
That will suffice.
So before we close it up, Beth, you had something to plug?
I do. Actually, this evening we're having a movie night at the Arcata Theater Lounge. We're showing The Last Mountain, and this is actually not for Ocean Night. This is a separate Baykeeper event, kind of to send Pete off into the world, if you will, to celebrate his 7 years at the helm of Humboldt Baykeeper and see a movie about mountaintop removal. And the movie is in West Virginia, and they're talking about coal mining. And I learned a fact recently that California uses 40% of their energy from coal. So this isn't a West Virginia issue. This is a California issue. And I really encourage people to come out at the Arcata Theater Lounge. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. It's a $5 to $10 sliding scale. And it'll be a good time to celebrate Pete, to have a good time with everybody there, and to learn a little bit more about where our energy is coming from.
Well, that'll be a good time, and it is so nice to see our little Petey's all grown up.
All grown up.
He's all grown up. I remember when he was just applying for grants from Humboldt Area Foundation.
Oh, yes.
All right, Beth Werner, another coastal occurrence in the bag. Nicely done. I like your promo, by the way. It's pretty cool. I didn't use the Brosef line, but...
One of these days
it's going to show up. All right, thanks, Beth. You have a great day, and we'll catch you next Wednesday.
Okay, have a fun pants celebration today.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
you're welcome.
It's going swimmingly.
Bye.
All righty, that is Beth Werner. We will be right back. More pants music on K-Hum.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out KHUM.com or search K-Hum in iTunes.